driven by Chatbot technology.
This morning, the title of the passage from our pastor is Created for God. We find the passage in Psalm 139, verse 13 through 18. Psalm 139, verse 13 through 18. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. Then I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me were your thoughts. God, how vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When awake, I am still with you. The key verse in Romans chapter 11, verse 36. Let's all read together this key verse two times. Let's read. For from him, and through him, and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. One more time. For from him, and through him, and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. At this time, we'd like our pastor to come to share the message. Greetings to the congregation. We continue to study the word in Psalms 139. We have learned the two lessons that the Lord knows us when David recognized that the God who knows him, he will be sensible or present because he lived in the knowledge and recognition. He has peace. He has joy. Because the Lord knows all each of our heart, where we go, and where is he. And we also have learned that the Lord is with us. And David recognized that the Lord is with him. We could not run away from God. In other words, we are always in God's protection and sovereignty. Wherever we go, the Lord is there with us. And today, we continue to learn the word of God in Psalms with the title Created for God, based on this passage, Psalm 139, verse 13 through 18. New congregation. There's a story of a family of rats. They were born inside a piano. And one day, these little rats hear the sound coming out. And they ask, what's going on? And someone said, that's just noise. And the other said, no, it's the sound. And then the father, what is that sound? And the father's rat said, from the day we moved to this town, your great grandfather said, that's music. So they know this is music. But why are there music here? They tried to find out. And in this exploration, they saw that every time the chord of the piano vibrate, it tells the sound. And so they said, oh, I know. Music is the vibration of the chord, the string of the piano. They were ecstatic when they found happened, but they still continue to know why, how to vibrate. Sometimes it does vibrate, sometimes not. Why? They continue to explore, and one day they discover that above it there is some hammer. The hammer can tap on the string, and then the string can vibrate because of that motion. And they will feel good to explore. So music is the vibration by the hammer hitting the string of the piano. But they didn't know that music is because someone, a musician outside, and hitting on the flowing over the piano keys. I thought this story only showed us that sometimes our understanding about God is limited. We thought that that's God, that's the other side. They talk about God like that. But today, let's explore and think about the heart of David. How did he understand God? And he would share his knowledge about his experience, his presence on the earth, and the value of his life on this earth. And how did he end his life? How that life will be through the verses we just read. Let's pray for guidance. To use his word to encourage us when we think about his creation. Well, Father, please be among us and use your word to teach us. If our understanding is too limited, please open our heart and mind so that we can understand fully your word. And when we understand our God, may we have the way according to David, so that we can use all the days of our life this earth, be valued to you, to bring benefits and glorify your name. May you encourage each one of us. We are thankful, Lord. We are of one heart in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And the key verse is in Romans chapter 11, verse 36. It says, "For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory." Why is it everything from him and through him? Why all creation is by him and by his certain purpose? Because glory belongs to God forever. God is the creator, the one he created everything in this earth, and everything that exists is must show glory. Our human body has been created by an image above every other creation. And so the human body must show glory to God all the more. Let's think about David's part through these verses. Is what does he want us to learn? The first thing that we are reminded that we are created by the Lord. In verse 13 and 15, David said, "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Maybe in our mind, there is some creator out there. A creator. But when we feel is leaping up like David saying that, "I have been made a wonderfully and fearfully made. My soul know it full well." And David, we can understand about creation of the Lord. Wow. Because he understands the meaning of his life has been created. That life has been created. How? How did God make? And so how we could see the value of us being created by God. And in this world, there is many theory where we came from. One of those theory is that the evolutionary theory, given that we came from the apes, and through evolution, the animal will form, and then eventually they walk on two legs, and then they eat something different, and they become more and more advanced. And now they become, with time, to know more and more. And so we came from the apes or the monkeys. With the Buddhist religion, and each one of us here is created by five aggregates, or the five elements. That is the thought, the knowledge, and the body, the thoughts, and see that also. And if one is dying, then this is another element being born. If the lives continue to die and rebirth. David said very clearly about what we are, that God created my innermost being. When we exist here, based on which spirit, I think that David said something that is a logic that's very easy to understand, because if we came from monkeys, maybe that make us hard to accept. If we have some creation, the elements just come together. So this time we are human, the next life we become a different life form. It's very difficult to understand. But when David said, there is a creator that created me, well, that's so easy to understand, because when I exist here, was be born by my parents. I could not come into this by chance. Well, we could not become by chance here. Also, we cannot come from anything else to become me. So the logic to say that there is a creator who has created me, and that is the logic that I think very so easy to understand. It's the most intelligent and must be the right thing. In Agoras, in Proverbs 30:18, there are four things you couldn't understand. The first thing, that they are the ego's fight. How do we know where the ego will find a way? Nobody knows where it's going or where it comes from. The second point is, we do not know where the snake will come from or going. How do we know where the snake? How does it change direction? Nobody knows. And the third, that and the way the ship is made. Sometimes it came from one place, but the ship could not go. It can turn left and right. Nobody knows where it's going. And the fourth point is a one man and a woman come together. Nobody gets recognized that there will be a birth between when they come together, man and woman. That belongs to God. But the most important here that we think about of David, described, expressed the work of man, that he created me in my mother's womb. He put us in the mother's womb, and that is something fearful and wonderful. According to the scripture, we see that the Lord has revealed Moses to write these first five books of the scripture, knowing where we came from. And from that explanation, that we have a musician named Ben Gosher borrowed that to write a song to describe that dust. What speck of dust is my life? And one day it will grow up. This is the lyrics. Oh, the speck of dust were amazing. The sun shines for a lifetime of play. And dust is just like any other speck of dust. There's no value. But how could a dust could rise itself up into a body? Dust speck is meaningless, but it can come alive. How? Because of the mystery of our creation. The scripture show us that first we have to create. There are everyone according to my image. And the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril his breath of life. And the man became a living being. In Genesis, God created everything. We come from dust. The tree can come from dust. The animal can be flowers. And then mankind can be created from dust. But what can make us become valued more than any other creation is because the Lord breathed into human a breath of life from the Lord. And that caused humankind to become a living being. And we know that we become a being, created being, higher than any other form. And by that, we recognize our God as the one who created us. And David said, He has created in my mother's womb, my soul fully knows that well. Do we affirm that fact for us? Do we know that we are created in a wonderful way? And did the Lord create so wonderfully created the economy with the condition of science today? We know about our physical being very well. For example, a small heart, we see that it's beating with a beating very normal, up and down, and in and out. And in 1 minute, and we can see that with this beating of the heart, and each day, the heart, in each minute, and our heart, and 5 to 6 liters of blood flowing, in one day, the heart can push 2,000 gallons per day of blood to our body. How wonderful is that? And the Lord has caused a system of all the veins so that the blood can flow. And the sign said, with this body of our adult, if we string all these veins on the artery together, it will create a 60,000 miles long of vein if we stretch them out end by end. How wonderful is that? He did wonderful things like that. And our brain, they said that if we use to see, and the brain can read 1,000 words in a minute. It's faster than what we can say in our mouth. And we see, we can read 1,000 in my mind. And the way we can feel something, if we receive some object, we see some object and we react. And our reaction of our brain to receive that signal and give a limb a body, they said that. And that reaction, it could have a speed of 250 miles per hour. That's the speed of communication of the brain cells to each other. And each one of us has a stomach full of intestine to accept the food and extract the nutrients that God has created. We'll create an intestine that is 25 feet inside our body, so that we can digest the food that we eat. And they said that in our body, the temperature, it is a true heat. It can boil a 1 liter in 30 minutes. And all the energy, we didn't think about, because it is discovered by science. So wonderful. By the knowledge and science can discover many wonderful things in our body. But they say that we came from animal, or we became here all of a sudden by chance. And that thought has caused us to think that way. Because if we do not accept the Lord as creator, that we thought the understanding by signs, like today, I thought that we are following to be too naive because we did not know the Lord, our creator. David, I know the Lord. All the in prayer by the Lord. I am. I've been knit into my mother's womb in a wonderful and fearful way. And the Lord has been rebuked. The Lord rebuked his people in Isaiah 1 and 2. Hear me, you heavens, listen, earth. For the Lord has spoken. I rear children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its master. The donkey, its owner's major. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. And I thought that that means we're talking about Israel, but also this world has denied the Lord, the existence of God, based on their own understanding, their own intellectual reason for the creation of our existence here on earth. And St. David said, He is the one who created us. He has created me in a wonderful and fearful way in my mother's womb. And the second point, David would want to tell us that each one of us are created because of the Lord. And everything came from Him, and to Him we glory Him. Why are we created? Because of the Lord. In verse 15, verse 16, we read, Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. David wants to show that when before he knew, God has planned of how he's going to create the person of David. That's how David recognized. The Lord saw my inner being. But the Lord also knows everything. When he created each one of a person, that person, what does God create us for? If we know God is a creator, that is a wise person. We created what for? What purpose? That is the key. That's very important. We have been born. Nobody can choose when we our birthday or where we will be born. Do we have a way to choose? None of us can choose. We could not choose our sex, a boy or a girl. It belongs to the Lord. Nobody in us can know that our life, how long we will live in this earth, that is from the Lord. And nobody in us, we will die the day of our death. And Jeremiah, in 7, century 7 before, verse 10, verse 3, for the practices of the people are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest, and the craftsman shaped it with a chisel. We can be in existence, but we cannot control our lives. But our life is in the Lord's hand. And David said in here, I know that the days of my life is by the grace of God. We have been created because of Him, because the day of my life has been recorded in the book before we come those. Someone can have a longer life. Why? Because the purpose of the Lord for each one of us. Though David is a king in that role, and the purpose of David is only in one purpose, and like in the key verse. To him be the glory forever. And David has praised the Lord. In Psalm 146 verse 2, David praised the Lord like this. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. David David understood his purpose from the Lord. What is to praise the Lord. And so all day long I will praise the Lord. And as long as I live, I will sing praise to Him. We can be put ourselves among this world with different rules. But the life of a person has been created to have, to bring glory to God. And the person could be the president of a country, or that person could be an officer in the military, or has some important role. So we can be an engineer of or somebody who does nail, and or housekeeping wife, and we, each one who has been created, has a purpose. Because the Lord created is by Him, because of the Lord, and the purpose that I live to bring glory to God. But in the role of a nail, can we bring glory to Him? If we are a citizen, our life can be glorified to God. If we are a teacher or a doctor or engineer, we can glorify the Lord. Or we're just a housewife, can we glorify the Lord? Of course, do we understand our purpose in life? There's no meaningless life in this world. There's no life that without a purpose. So the Lord said, I can see my inner being. All my day has been given and been ordained and written in the Lord's book before one of them came to be. And so all our life to praise and praises to our God and bring glory to Him. There's a Canadian missionary who has a good financial health, and they are supporting this missionary from the church. And there is a 60-year-old lady said to him, she was poor. I don't have anything to help, but I'm going to pray for him. And of course, the pastor accept this offering and accept all the help. And one night, the whole Christian woman was in the middle of nowhere. They were moving. I heard some noises outside. He didn't know what's going on. He took out the gun. So he been moving from one place to another, and he sleep in tent. And there's a big herd of elephants coming toward his tent. He was so scared. This meeting, he threw, and he, and she hide under the table in the tent. And they make a sound. And then the herd of elephants just run away. The whole herd of elephants were running away. Fine. And when he came back to the church, he met all the clergymen who helped him. And he met this old lady who wanted to pray for him. That the old lady said, you know that a few months ago, when I was sleeping in deep sleep, and something has caused me to be anxious, so I had to get up and pray. And then I remember about your family, and I pray for you, to protect you. And the missionary said, I'm thankful the Lord has let me know that your prayer has been answered. And he recounted what happened, how the clanking of the table, and they knelt down and prayed. There is no life that is meaningless before God. Each one of us has a value, a purpose, so that the Lord can use our life, because we have been created because of Him. David recognized the role of Him. And each day of my life has been recorded in the Lord's book. If we life is an instrument used to do and glorify God all my life, I will sing praise and bring glory to the Lord. And that's with the most highest honorable purpose of a life praising God. The third point David wants to encourage you is that to see the value of our life, that is, we are created for the Lord. We created my life. You are the Lord. We created because of you. And we are created for the Lord. And verse 17. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. God created each one of us as a purpose. He has a plan for us. For each one of us. And David said, the thoughts that the Lord used to plan is more than sand. Can you understand what the Lord is doing for us? It's more than what the sand on the beach. And he said, if I can count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. However, there is one important thing that David has discovered. That is, he said, when I awake, I am still with you. Oh, the Lord has many plans. The Lord has many thoughts for each one of us. And David said, when I'm awake, I am still with you. Why did he say that? When I'm awake. Ask what the meaning of that. It means that the time we will pass, time will pass around, and one day every one of us will sleep in the sense of time. But the life, it does not stop at death. Because our soul that the Lord has breathed into the human mind, that is the eternal soul, and each one of us is a soul could not die. And a person die is not the end of it. When they thought that death is the end, they didn't recognize that there is a soul. We are created by the Lord, breathed by the breath of God. When we have a soul, that person, everything will have resurrection of the body. What causes it? After death, how do we know what's going on? In Galatians, Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Only there are two kinds of person here. The two destinations of each person. One will be resurrected for everlasting life with the Lord, and some will other will be wake up in shame and everlasting punishment. And our musician, Chen Gongshen, has wrote that song. He borrowed, expressed the final days of life. It reads like this. All these years in a human life, one afternoon, our hair will suddenly be lime white. Dry leaves of tall trees fall too much. Live 100 years, only die a day. And so the musician said, death might mean the end. And that death has robbed everything that we have as living soul. And nobody could resist death. Nobody is now experiencing death. And the two destinations that we learn, they will be resurrected forever, whether we be with the Lord in heaven or we'll be punished in forever. That decision is ours to make. And after that, where will I go? David said, when I'm awake, I will be with the Lord. Why did David say like that? Because David understands that he created is for the Lord to be with the Lord forever. Yes, God created for a purpose, on the purpose, but the Lord created for him all creation on this earth. The Lord created is for us. Trees, animal, for us. The weather is for us. Everything in the sea for us. But the human created for the Lord himself. So we can believe or do not believe that the destination of each human has been decided. And so when a person do not accept the Lord into your heart while they have opportunity, and when they woke up, they have to accept one of the two destinations, with God or with the devil. Well, we accepted the Lord into our heart, in your heart, they will wake up to be in everlasting life with the Lord. And David has chosen that better one. When I'm awake, then I will be with the Lord. David knows that when he woke up, I will be here, because today he is with the Lord. Today he has chosen a life to be with the Lord. Your life and mine. Sometimes, because we are so busy, we are being influenced by external, by any other thing. It causes us to think about, do we need the Lord Jesus today? May we be promised. And when we are old, we will accept him. And when we are near death, we accept him. But I'm telling you, any one of us know how we're going to die? Or anyone know the day of death for us? None. And so decide right now. Homegrown. Today is the best day to decide that we accept the Lord into our heart. When I wake up, I am still with the Lord. And the poem say, if I gain the world, if I gain the whole world, a musician called Anna Orlander, a Swiss, and these has been made into music of this poem. It reads like this. It may be alive now without Jesus, the Son of Heaven. But in the moment of death, what then? Standing in front of the dark scene, where is Jesus? Oh, no, God, how terrifying. Choose death or choose life. Choose the Lord. That we can say, when I wake up, I am still with the Lord. Maybe we didn't understand that. It's terrible. How terrible is it? Or how can we be anxious about that? There's a story of a child, a pastor, who is sick and nearly dying times. So he was scared and asked, Dad, what is death? And the pastor couldn't answer it. How death is about. And the pastor prayed and swallowed hard and replied awkwardly. You remember when you watch TV and fall asleep on the sofa, where do you wake up in the morning and find yourself where? And the son said, yeah, I see myself in my own room. And the pastor said, yes, I carry you into your room there. There's nothing to be afraid of dying, my dear. It's God holding me when you sleep. When you're going to wake up, you will find myself in the most beautiful room that God has reserved for you. And the command of creation that all the sea and Hades will give up their soul. Then everything in all living here or die before will rise up in the new body. And if we understand that we have been created for the Lord, do we do what David did, to choose that all my life I will praise God, the glory of God. And when we wake up, we see that we are in the hand of God. Whoever had Jesus today, that person will be with the Lord forever. I want to conclude about story about the two patients. One has a lung disease, and one has a half body is paralyzed. They were talking. They talk about each one. They talk about their own story. Every afternoon, when a man with lung disease sat down and take medicine, he looked out next to the window and he told his friend what he saw outside through the window. Through his narration, the paralyzed person feels like he is resurrected in a new body with a colorful world told by the other person. A clear blue lake, a flock of swans swimming on the surface of the lake, on the children flying kites on the grassy hill, and a bed of brilliant roses in the sun. Okay. Each day, the one with lust of poems narrate the scene. The colorful paintings are as beautiful as dreams. Ten passed by quietly. One day, a person with lung disease died. The paralyzed person asked to be changed to a friend's place. He asked the nurse to help him sit up so that he could see the scenery outside the window, so that he can look out and can see those beautiful scenery outside the window. But he only saw a white wall of the house next door. There's nothing there but a white wall. He was surprised. My friend has seen many beautiful scenes. And he asked the difference. So the one with the lung disease, he has counted me and through the window. He saw beautiful things. But now I do not anything else but the white wall. And the nurse said, sir, the phone, he was blind. And so all that the lung has recounted is to make him feel better to describe these beautiful scenes. We give thanks to the Lord. The Lord let David see a beautiful vision. When I awake, I am still with the Lord in heaven. But today, I am with him because his experience with the Lord. He has the heart for the Lord. So may the Lord help you and me and all of us to remember. Each of us were created for him. May the Lord that all of our life will be pleasing to the Lord. And the key verse said, and from him and through him and for him are all things. Our life is to be blessed by the Lord. Our lives, are we at the value to be with the purpose that the Lord has for us? And our life that will be need focus on the Lord so that eternity glory, glory belong to him through each life that has an understanding of where we are, where we come from, and where we don't. May we experience what David experienced, so that we give thanks to the Lord that our life has been created in this fearful and wonderful day. Praise God, because the days that we have planned on this earth has been recorded in the book of the Lord. And praise the Lord, when I wake up, then I will see the Lord. Let's all stand together. And we will read together the key verse of today's message. Let's read together. For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. This morning is the first Sunday of the month we will have communion. This is not a religious activity. This is not a tradition that we have. This is the reminder individually of our commitment to the Lord that He has died for us. When we receive the cup of bread, how is our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? This is not a religious practice. The one we participate here when we return. When we return to our normal life, does it have any impact? May the Lord help us that when we receive the cup and bread, that we are giving thanks because He has died for our sins. And all that we are doing today for the Lord, because of our love for the Lord, our appreciation for His grace. We're not proud of ourselves. How I can do many things. I am this person and that person. I have this wrong, that wrong. That has no value before the Lord. Because only the blood of Christ has saved us, not by our wounds. May we perform what we committed to the Lord to do. Let's turn our hearts toward God for prayer. Dear God, we are thankful because all has been created by You, from You, to give You glory. Our life has been created in this earth because of You. We have been created by You and for You. May we live a life, meaningful life, according to Your will. What You have expressed to David, that he could see the value of his life, that to live, to praise the Lord through his life. May our life together here in each one, could also live to praise You each day that we live. May You have mercy to help us to honor, to receive the bread and cup this morning, representing about the body and blood of Christ that shed for us on the cross to give us into accept us as children of the Lord. May we know that if not by Your love and Your grace, Lord, we would be lost forever. May we not be proud of what we have. May we not be proud of what we can do. May we be thankful for what we have received from You, Lord. May we be worthy to receive this cup and bread this morning. We are on one heart. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.